Thank you for holding. Is this Dawson?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Dawson. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's been a busy morning, but good problem to have. I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were giving you a call today?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Did you have any questions for me about the listing or how any of it works?
Well, I guess I would imagine it works like, you know, someone in the area types in Google and they want something done and our website pops up.
Yeah. So it's a Google business profile. So like if somebody types in like land management, I don't know if you do grading, resloping, hardscaping, or if they typed in like excavating contractor, there's a map that pops up and then there's three guys next to it. It has like a small version of your Google business profile and then the website's attached to that. It has like a little globe icon, says website. There's a, like a star rating there for reviews. Is that ringing a bell?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's where we're talking about listing you. It's called a Google Places placement. So the major benefit to you is that we even have a listing available. That's the hard part. There's a lot of guys that are willing to pay to get up there or do Google advertising, but if we don't have a Google Places placement available in their area, we can't work with them, right? So the reason we're calling you today is that we had a listing become available and you're on our qualified candidates list. Google creates a list and gives it to my reps like Tara, and then we just call down that list, first come, first serve, until we find somebody to fill the spot.
Yes, sir.
So once we fill the spot today, we're closing out the category. We can't work with anybody else that provides the same service.
Yes, sir. I definitely want to be I might have to switch the line and get y'all to call my partner. And, we definitely want to be on Google, and he's got the company card on him.
Oh.
To pay for it.
Okay.
So, if y'all want to contact him and go from there with it.
Because I don't want to
lose the opening, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we go with the numbers that Google provides on the listing and, like, the names. Like, it was under Dawson. And then this phone number.
Right, right. Yeah, like the LLC is under my name, but he's got our card number and stuff, and he's able to pay for it right now.
Okay. Well, rather than us call him and say, hey, Dawson told us to tell you, is there any way we could bring him on the phone?
Yeah, but we're about to meet up here in probably 30 minutes. I'll be around him.
Okay. I have no way of putting the listing on a hold. That list goes.
He's just not next to me right now.
I got you. That's what I was saying. Is if you wanted to try to bring him into the phone call, that's totally fine.
All right, yes, sir. Let me add a call real quick.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello? Sir. He's on the line right now, sir.
Okay. What's your partner's name, Dawson?
My name is Cameron.
Hey, Cameron. My name is John. I'm calling you with Local Splash. We're a premier Google partner stationed in Orange County in Southern California next to the Google headquarters. And we got your guys' business profile on a qualified candidates list for a Google placement. Are you near a computer at all?
No, I'm currently driving.
Okay, gotcha. Well, if you can recall, if you hop on Google and you typed in, like, excavating contractors in Franklinton, just as an example, right, it usually covers about a 40-mile radius. There's a map that pops up, and then there's a list of three companies. The guys you'll see up there right now are, like, Creel Brothers, Inc., Walt Hall Land Services, and Open Pastures. Okay, so that's where we're talking about listing you. There's only three businesses that can show there at a time. So we just had this spot open up as a Google partner, and you guys are on our qualified candidates list. So we're just going down the qualified candidates list looking for one business to fill that spot. Once we fill it, we close out the category. So we actually won't be able to place any other excavating contractors or anybody in that category for this service area. Does that make sense?
I got that. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, so as I was speaking with Dawson about it, he said it was something he wants, but he has to have you involved in the conversation as the partner.
Right.
Okay. So the placement, it's exclusive spot. You know, the calls would come directly to you guys. We don't charge per lead or click or call with this placement. So if you guys get 100 calls, it doesn't change your bill. Your bill won't go up based off how much you're making. Okay. Actually, I see that you guys are doing Home Advisor by Angie's List now. And the funny thing is those guys are on the first page of Google. That's how they get the leads that they sell to you. So basically, if you guys get this spot today, you're cutting out the middleman. You're putting yourself in a position for people to call you directly without the lead fees, whether you get the job or not. That's the thing I dislike about that service. They charge you even when you don't get them.
Right.
Right. So should save you money, also make you more, and help establish the business with your Google verification, and, you know, as a long-term marketing solution. People will have all your credibility factors up there, you know, be able to contact you directly. Most people are calling off the first page of Google. It's about 90%. So, you know, they're not usually going to page 2 or page 3 when they're looking for a trusted contractor to help them out.
Right.
So, again, everything's month to month. We don't ask you guys to sign any kind of long-term contract or anything like that either. Fully cancelable at any time. We don't require any kind of cancellation fees or penalties. We want everybody coming back at their own will each month. Now, there is a tracking system, so you guys can actually see every single lead job opportunity that we bring in for you throughout the month. That comes in the form of a downloadable app that you guys can both download and log into and allow you to oversee the campaign. It'll also help you develop a pipeline of business. If you're missing calls, it saves their information. You could also request reviews through that app to help build up your Google reviews reputation.
Okay.
Now, as far as pricing, we normally charge $499 for the Platinum package. This one includes the website and Facebook ads. Now, I understand you guys already have a website and a business Facebook page, correct?
That is correct.
All right. So if I apply the credits for those two products and I give you a new in business credit, I can reduce the monthly price down to just $299 month to month. So it's about $10 a day if you break it down. It might sound like a lot, but the excavation jobs are $1,200 plus usually. So first job we get you should be able to offset the cost of the program for a few months at a time.
All right.
Okay. If I could approve that discounted pricing structure, is this something you could see a value in doing for D&K Land Management and Trucking LLC?
Yeah, I think it's something we should be able to do.
Okay. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. You guys, we only have to create this Google business profile one time. So once you're Google verified, you're Google verified, even if you stop doing the first page placement later. Okay? On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Is this the best phone number, the Dawson's number, the 985-666-9176?
I don't know if we should use a 666 number.
Yeah. Well, that's up to you guys. I mean, we got you both here, so we got to make a decision.
That's up to him. I mean, it's
I would like to use my phone number.
Okay. We can also offer you a tracking number in the client interview if you guys want to use like a Google Voice number that'll show something different and then just forward to your line. It's up to you.
His number should be fine.
Okay, I was going to say, if you think you got a lot of superstitious people out there. All right. And then, Dawson, you're going to be the primary on the account. That's just how we got it from Google. So the paperwork's already set up to come under Dawson. But I'm going to add the partner here. How do I spell your first and last name?
It's Cameron, K-A-M-I-R-O-N.
I like that with a K.
And then, and then Pellegrin is P-E-L-L-E-G-R-I-N.
Got it. C-A-M-E-R-I-N-P-E-L-L-E-G-R-I-N.
K-A-M-I-R-O-N-P-E-L-L-E-G-R-I-N.
Oh, I-R-O-N.
Yep.
Okay, gotcha. That's really cool. I like the spelling of your first name.
Oh, yeah, they just jumbled a bunch of words together.
Yeah, they made it unique, though, you know? You're Cameron, but you're not the same as every Cameron, you know?
Right, definitely.
All right, what's your last name, Dawson?
My last name is Gerald. J-A-R-R-E-L-L.
Okay. And then I'm going to send you guys everything in writing for this placement, and because of the discounted pricing structure I put you on, what's the business email address where I could send that and the invoice receipt so you guys could write it off as a business expense later?
Hey, what was that? It cut out a second.
I need the business email so I could send you the outline of the agreement and your receipt so you could write it off as a business expense later.
Okay. It's still set up currently under my email. It's Cameron, K-A-M-I-R-O-N, 2017, at gmail.com.
Okay. I'm also going to send a Google verification form to both of you. What's your phone number, Cameron?
985-502-9155.
Okay. I'll text and email it to both of you. You got to fill it out as much as you can. You only got to fill it out once for the business. But they're going to ask you for any documents that you guys have. So it's not always required by the state of Louisiana to have all the documents that it's requesting in that form. So just try to fill it out as best as you can. It tells you right at the bottom if you're missing anything. We'll just three-way call Google and we'll verify you over the phone.
Okay.
Okay. That's the fastest way to do it. Instead of waiting for that postcard in the mail. Those things take like 2 weeks sometimes. All right. And then what's the street address for your business?
It's 26415.
Harvey Road?
Harvey Road.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. I just had to verify that. And 70420?
70438.
43. Oh. Google Maps has it messed up. Wait, it came up now as 26415 Parr Road 59.
It should be 26415 Harvey Road, Franklin, Louisiana.
Yeah, that's what I had originally. And then once I switched the zip code, the whole address changed.
Really?
Yeah. Parr Road.
Should be 70438.
Hopefully they're not changing the name of those streets out there. Okay, Harvey Road. I'm just going to manually input it.
Okay.
It's not important. I could actually hide the address. I'm going to hide the street address?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Update. I still say Franklinton. And then how do you guys want the hours of operation for the business listed?
24/7.
24/7, open availability, or do you want to put emergency services? Because Dawson, because what's going to happen, bud, is like you're going to have set hours, right? This is what I would recommend, okay? If you have set hours, like maybe 9 to 5, 9 to 6, and then put like 24/7 emergency services available, that way if they call you after 6, you guys could charge a little more.
All right. We'll do like a 7 to 5, and then the emergency 24/7.
Okay, I got you. And you guys can accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Working on the card part, but right now it's just cash and check.
Okay. All right, let me go ahead and submit. Save. All right. And then what's the domain name for your website? I'm going to have the website attached to the Google Business Profile.
The domain name. Did you send him the address, the website, Dawson?
Didn't.
Okay, no. Hold on. You can send it to me if you want, if you have a way to, like, copy and paste it. I'm going to shoot you my direct number and extension right now, Dawson.
All right, that would be easiest if I'm still driving.
Okay. Update. Okay. And then obviously I'll send this over to you too, Cameron, my number.
All right.
Okay.
That'll work.
I'll be your account lead, but I'm not the only guy you talk to. We're a pretty big company. We got about 400 people that work here. So if you need something done quickly, you could always – oh, I got the text, Dawson. Thank you. But if you need something, you could always call me directly. But we also have like 24/7 customer service available to you too.
Okay.
All right. All right. I got the business profile created. All right, you guys. So they're going to want to do a client interview with you. The client interview usually takes about 30 to 45 minutes. We do ask for an hour window, though, just in case the call goes over. You guys have extra questions during that conversation. But this is where they go over, like, all the services you're going to be listed for, the service area that you cover, and then we ask you, like, mission statements, slogans, things like that, just to help brand the business and customize the account. What's a good time where maybe we can get both of you, or maybe is it just Dawson?
It had to be later on in the afternoon.
Okay. I'm
about to start on this job here soon.
Gotcha. The latest I could do today, if you want to knock it out today, would be between 5 and 6.
That should be fine. And it could be just Dawson, because I'll be with him. And,
okay, perfect.
On Dawson's phone. And
yeah, having both of you would be ideal, to be honest. I mean, it sounds like one's client-facing and one's in the field, or both in the field, but just different spots sometimes. You guys have the ability to work your own jobs, like each work on a separate job?
It just depends on the job itself.
Okay. You have any other employees that work for you?
Nope,
it's just you two? Okay. Well, we'll be able to keep you guys plenty busy. You might want to consider getting some help after a little while.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right, I'm going to schedule this appointment between 5 and 6. We're going to send a text message out to you at 4 o'clock, so 1 hour prior to the appointment. If you guys can't make it, let me know when that text comes through so I could reschedule. But we want to get the client interview and everything rolling as soon as possible.
Okay.
All right. And then the last part, this is the main reason we needed to get you on the line, Cameron, is securing that first month payment. He said you had the business card on you.
I have it on me, or I don't necessarily have it on me. I'm going to have to, once I'm done driving, I'll give you a call back and we can get that situated.
Okay. Well, the thing is this. So we're a premier Google partner, right? And you guys are on a qualified candidates list for it. Before Dawson got transferred over to me, he was contacted by one of my reps. There's 40 of them down there, and they're all calling out on this qualified candidates list, and they fill these spots first come, first serve. So is there any way maybe you could pull over for a second so we could just secure it, and then you can get back on the road until the client interview this afternoon?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So I want to take it off the board. Once we take it off the board and secure that spot, it can't go to anybody else. They close out the category.
All right. Debit card's fine.
All right. And is it under your name, the business name, or both?
It's under my personal name.
Okay. So let me go Cameron. All right, and we're going to send you in that email a form that you have to sign. It's going to be a full outline of the agreement in writing, so it'll have all the products and features, this discounted pricing structure I'm giving you, and the billing date and cancellation. You got to sign off on it. It's going to come across in your name, Cameron.
Okay.
That's your name's on the card. All right, and then is the billing, is the billing address the same as the street address?
No, it's a different billing address.
Okay, let me go ahead and update. What's the billing address for the cards?
20493 Highway 1081, Covington, Louisiana.
And the zip code?
70435.
Okay. All right, and then on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
5147.
5147.
5921.
5921.
0086.
0086.
5863.
5863. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
08-2026.
08-2026. Okay, and 3-digit code on the back?
673.
673. Okay, I'm going to take it off the board for you guys now. And then if you want to get back on the road, you're more than welcome to. The next part's just a voice verification, so I'll be talking to you guys again. Let me go ahead and update this. Okay, I'm not going to process the payment just yet. So there is a voice verification that I got to walk you through. It's going to outline the service agreement. Before I do the voice verification, I want to throw this out there to you guys. Dawson and Cameron, you don't have to opt into this, okay? They're just some options I'm going to present to you, okay?
Okay.
All right, so we have three separate prepay options that you guys can opt into. If you want to capitalize on it, it will save you guys money over time. Currently, I have you guys slated at $299 on a month-to-month basis for a package that's normally $499, but I put you on a new in-business credit. I also waived some fees since you already had a Facebook business profile and your own .com website. I believe Cameron set that up. We will need access to the Facebook business profile during the client interview. They'll ask you for that if it's just a business profile, just so we can run some Facebook ads through it, right? But they have prepay options. So the three prepay options are you could do a 3-month prepay. You could do it for $750. That'll save you about $150 over the next 3 months, okay? They have a 6-month prepay that you could do. It's $1,300. That's going to save you about $500 over the next 6 months. And then they have a 1-year prepay that you could do to solicit that spot for the entire year. It's $2,500, and that'll actually save you $1,100, even with the current pricing structure that you're under. Did you guys want to capitalize on any of those?
We're just going to do the month-to-month for now.
Okay. We'll start out month to month. Now, I leave these on the table, too. So if you call in before the next billing's due, we could always prorate it, you know, and then add the rest of it to do the next 2 months. It'll save you some money. Or if you contact us later down the line and you want to jump into one of those. A lot of the times, these guys, when they get the spots, they have them for a long time. The guy we were working with previously had it for 4.5 years. So just a heads up.
Oh, wow.
Well, yeah. I mean, usually if it's making you money, then, you know, spend $1, make $10, why cancel?
Right. Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. As I'm walking through this voice verification, if I say anything that you don't agree with or don't understand, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right, gentlemen, you're both on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement and as an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
D&K Land Management and Trucking, LLC.
Thank you. And can you state your names? Oh, sorry. Can you separate? It's okay to do that part once, but the next part, Dawson, I do want you to chime in on. So it says, please state your name and title within the company, one at a time.
Dawson Cameron, co-owner.
Okay. Pellegrin, co-owner.
Okay. Just to be clear, Dawson Gerald, co-owner, Cameron Pellegrin, co-owner, correct?
Correct.
All right. And are you gentlemen authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of D&K Land Management and Trucking LLC today?
Yes.
All right. So it says to get results as fast as possible, you guys, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. And in hiring us as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let me know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So we know what you guys are currently doing. Like, we could see all your online listings, and that's fine. But the reason they put this in here is because we don't want you to, like, duplicate anything. Like, you notice how I said, hey, we'll access your Facebook instead of create you a whole new Facebook, because that causes a problem with the search engine, right? So we don't want you guys duplicating anything or paying for something you already have. If you're not sure after today, just double-check and make sure, so that way we can make sure there's no, like, duplicates floating around or anything like that. Okay?
Yep.
Really important. So the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try it for at least 2 months when you're first signing up and starting your profile from scratch. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's April 9th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $299 for the Platinum Package Bundle. I've waived all setup fees affiliated with your campaign, and I've actually locked you guys in at this discounted pricing structure indefinitely, so it's not going to go back up later. So when the term's completed, it's going to be set to automatically renew each month on the ninth day, but you'll keep the pricing structure of $299. Okay. Now it says you can discontinue or cancel at any time, because you're not binded to any kind of long-term contract. We don't have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that either. We want our clients coming back on their own terms. So, you know, all that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, just let us know before the next billing is due so we can stop your billing. And that's it.
Right.
And it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
We do.
All right.
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to process the payment. You'll get those Google verification forms that I mentioned, and you're also going to get an outline of the agreement in writing. It's going to be texted and emailed. It's going to be emailed, then texted to both of you. I need you guys to sign off on that. I believe it should come across as Cameron's name. When you get a chance, Cameron, it just got to be done before the client interview between 5 and 6. And then the Google verification form, it might take you a couple days to fill that one out. Take your time with it. Unless you have all the paperwork readily available, then go ahead and fill it out as quickly as you can.
Okay.
And then that's it. Once we have you listed, you know, try to be responsive to the customers as much as you can. I know it might get overwhelming after a while. Always try to remain professional and courteous and get good reviews, you guys. That's really important. It's not going to matter if I have you as a top recommended guy and, you know, you got a 1-star rating. It's not going to help.
Definitely.
All right. So this is telling me there's an invalid transaction that's holding us back here. Says the card is restricted. Verify information and resubmit. Okay. So I think there's something going on with this billing information. You said it was a 20493 Highway 1081?
Yes.
And Covington?
Yep.
And it's 70435? Okay, let me try to resubmit, because I can't see the card number anymore, so hopefully it's just the address that they're asking me to fix.
Yes, I have the funds. The funds are in my account.
Okay, well, no, it didn't say insufficient funds. It just said verify information and resubmit, so I'm assuming this has to do with the billing, or the billing address.
Gotcha.
Right.
It could be my name's not spelled correctly, too.
It's Kamiron.
Yep.
Yeah, and then last name is Pellegrin.
Yep, that's correct.
Yeah, I got that one down. All right, let me go ahead and try one more time. Oh, now I'm getting the same error. Invalid transaction or card. Okay. All right, so I verified the billing. So that must mean that there's a number on the card that we got wrong. I can't see the card information. It codes it all out, so I would need you to repeat it back to me from the top.
Okay. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
5147.
Okay.
5921.
Okay.
0086.
Okay.
5863.
Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
0826.
Okay, and 3-digit code on the back.
673.
673?
Yep.
Okay, let me go ahead and update. Yeah, it's got to be one of those numbers was wrong because it's saying card restricted, verify information, and resubmit. It's not like saying decline is you have no money in there. It's just saying that there's something wrong with the billing information.
I gotcha.
Interesting. Do you have any kind of restriction on this account?
Nope.
Do you have... Okay. Well, maybe because the Google headquarters is stationed in California, as are we, so it's possible because you're getting an out-of-state transaction, they might be sending you a text message notification to verify the transaction.
I don't have anything.
No? What about through your app?
Check my email.
Yeah, it could be through email or it could be through app.
Nothing on the email.
Yeah, the exact code that I'm getting is saying invalid transaction or card restriction. Verify information and resubmit. It's giving me that same error three times. So I verified the information on my end. I think maybe it's coming from your end, from your bank, where they're saying, hey, it's an out-of-state transaction. They might have some kind of, like, protection on there. I've run into this before.
I'm not having any kind of anything pop up.
Huh. It's just
on my email or my no text messages.
Nothing. Interesting. Invalid transaction or card restriction. Verify information resubmit. This is a soft decline. This transaction is not permitted or the card is not available for use.
Yeah, just use it as a method.
Trying to see what else it could be.
There we go.
You got a notification?
No, I don't have anything. Dawson's next to me now, and his phone was on. And
yeah,
it was
echoing. It sounded like we were communicating with the aliens for a second.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, I'm not getting any other code than that on my end. I've tried three processes, and every time it's got giving me the same code, even with the updated card information. You know, I verified the billing information matched up.
Yeah, I don't have anything on my end as far as any kind of notifications or anything.
Interesting. Yeah, because it's the exact same code every time. And I'm not sure if we even had it wrong at all to begin with. It's just saying invalid transaction or card restriction, verify the information and resubmit. I mean, we've gone over it.
Right, we've gone over it, and I don't have any kind of notifications in my end.
Is there any kind of business name on the card or like a middle initial?
There is a middle initial.
Okay, what's the middle initial?
M.
M? Okay. And then business phone number. Oh, is he okay?
Yeah, he's fine.
It don't sound fine. He's
a little messed up.
Yeah.
That's a different
Okay, what's your... Repeat your phone number back to me.
It's 985-502-9155.
Okay. Dawson got a mean streak in him, huh?
No, that's another guy.
Oh, okay. I thought that was him. I'm like, man, he got angry. He sounded so nice a second ago.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So I got your, I got everything updated to the max here. I think, I mean, I put the middle initial, I put your phone number instead of Dawson's. This, the only concern that I had with this, and I was telling Dawson, is like when Google sent the business profile over, it had Dawson's name on it. So I don't know if maybe that has something to do with it, where I've had it now under Cameron Pellegrin, and they're saying, what the heck, you know? So I don't know if that's causing it, though, because this merchant processing, I mean, it's VeriSign, so it's like hypersensitive. The stuff doesn't match up, and it just like doesn't approve it at all.
Right.
Okay, so let me, I'll try one more time, see what I get. Yeah, nope, same information as a decline. Invalid transaction or card restriction. Verify information and resubmit.
Is there any way I can mail you like a cashier's check or something like that instead?
They don't let you do that. Man, I'm trying to see, think, like, I know I didn't get the billing information wrong, you know, I just resubmitted it with you twice, re-verified it, MasterCard. Okay, well, you got something there?
Recently noticed some unusual activity on your debit card, and we need to verify your transaction.
That's it. Man, I was literally about to give up. I was going to say, I'm like, I got it on a hold for you guys. I'll just go downstairs and see what it is. But I feel like that would have been it because it's an out-of-state transaction. That was the first thing that came to mind. Well, second thing. First thing that came to mind was the address was wrong, and I had to verify the information on my part.
Yeah, I'm about to verify it now.
Okay. I'm pretty sure that's what it is right there, Cameron. That's what we were looking for. Because I'm like, I already added you as co-owner to it, so it should have gave you all the same accesses as Dawson. I don't know why it would.
Yeah, because I built the website and the Facebook page and all the technical stuff.
That's what he said. And I'm like, well, we're going to definitely need him anyway because, yeah, we're going to need to add all that stuff. And if Google, like, requires a change to the site, then you're going to be the guy we have to talk to about it. We could still help you with your website at any time. It's no extra charge. If it's something, like, difficult that you need to change or modify and you can't do it on your own, we could still help you and get in there, you know, if you give us access to it. That's not
definitely.
Like,
yeah, I definitely want to get y'all to go over it. I would like to add like a review section instead of a testimonial section.
Okay.
And I would like to change the domain name.
Oh, if you want to do that, I can enroll you in the my site. So we get you like a whole new domain name, whole new site. Like we'll build it from the ground up, but they have a one-time charge of $99 for it.
I got you.
You want to do that? I could add it now. We haven't actually cleared the transaction for the monthly. And that's a one-time charge, so it would be $3.98 today, and then each month moving forward it will be $2.99.
I think I'm going to keep it for now, just for the time being, and then might be something we do later if it doesn't work out.
They only charge you for that if you have to buy the new domain. So if you provide your domain, then we could get in there and we could help you.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
Yeah. Otherwise, I wouldn't want to charge you anything for the site, realistically, you know.
Right.
But I'll make it accessible to you. I'll figure it out. I mean, if we really need it, then I'm going to do what we have to do, you know. If the website's just, like, horrible or Google's telling us, you know, it's hyperlinked to an adult film site, you know.
Business. I use their website builder.
It's what?
It was through Zen Business. I use their website builder first.
Yeah, I'm not really familiar with that one either, so that could be a little bit of a hiccup with the domain. But if you have, like, access to it and you have the login credentials, you know, then we could get in there and help you out with it.
Okay. Yeah, it's been verified.
Okay. Let me I'll try to reprocess this. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to request the My Site for you anyway. So let me just I'm just going to request it for you anyway. But if you ever cancel the service and you want to keep the site, we're going to charge you $99 for that domain.
Okay.
All right, but I'll just get started on it now.
All right, that'll work.
Yeah, because I'd rather make sure that you have a quality site. I like having it all under one roof, too, because that way if Google is telling us to make a change or an update to it, we don't have to call you, have you get in there and fix it. You know what I mean? Or just, like, be bouncing information. You guys could just focus on the clients, and they could get in there and just run it by you and then go make the modification. So makes it easier. And you don't have 100 different bills floating around, too.
Exactly. Yeah, just went through.
Yeah, I was just going to tell you, we officially got payment confirmation. So those texts will finally come through now.
Awesome.
So I think that it's going to go to Dawson initially. Is he still there with you?
Yeah, it just went to me.
Okay, perfect. Oh, yeah, I updated you as the cell phone point of contact, okay? So Dawson and you are both on it as co-owner. I have his phone number as the contact and communication for the customers, and then your number is the primary line of contact for us.
Okay,
so everything that text calls will go directly to your phone, and the email will go to your email, but then the customers will see Dawson and his phone number for a point of contact.
Gotcha.
Okay. And then if you guys ever want to change that, we could always change it, but that's how we have it set up, or that's how I understand is you guys run the business anyway.
Right. Yep.
All right. All right, perfect. So let me go and update. Save. All right. So last thing I got to do before I let you go is I got to do a voice verification, and then we'll be good to go until our client interview between 5 and 6. I already walked you through the voice verification, actually. What am I doing?
Yep.
Stupid. All right, so so you guys are good to go. I'm going to resend you my direct number and extension. I think it only went through to Dawson. It's showing on my end, but this way you can save it as well. If you need to get a hold of me directly, just feel free to call in at any time. We also have 24/7 customer service at the same phone number. You just hit extension 1.
Okay.
All right. Well, enjoy the rest of your day, Cameron, and then we'll circle back with you between 5 and 6 for the client interview.
Sounds good.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
All right, bye-bye.